make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky tonk like anything. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole, Creole.
WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Officials in Texas are denying claims they barred federal agents from accessing part of the border Friday night trying to rescue three migrants drowning in the Rio Grande.
Mexican authorities recovering the bodies of a woman and two children in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas. In a statement, the Texas Military Department saying they searched the river after Border Patrol contacted them, leading them to send soldiers with night vision goggles and flashlights to look for people in distress. But they did not find anyone.
ABC's Zorin Shah. After months of listening to the Republicans who want to replace President Biden, Iowa's voters have their say on Monday, the state holding its presidential nominating caucuses. U.S. Central Command says an anti-ship missile was fired at the destroyer USS Laboon operating in the Gulf of Aden. A U.S. fighter jet was able to shoot it out of the sky. This is ABC News. John Kerry stepping down as President Biden's special envoy on climate.
Kerry was tapped for the specially created role shortly after President Biden's election victory. His job was to lead efforts to fight climate change on behalf of the administration on the global stage. He spoke recently at the COP28 climate change conference in Dubai, urging countries to act.
We have to cut emissions. That's the way we solve this problem.
Kerry was one of the leading drafters of the 2015 Paris Climate Accords. An official announcement is expected soon. His departure first reported by Axios. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Police in Galloway, New Jersey say Joseph Zadroga was killed, hit by a vehicle in a hospital parking lot. He became a vocal advocate for families of September 11th first responders following the death of his New York police detective brother, James Zadroga, for whom the 9/11 Health and Compensation Act of 2010 was named. Joseph Zadroga was 76. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Playing what we want.
appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. Escape, come on, let's go.
Jag FM's favorite part of being a radio station? The amazing content we provide.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just soft on the potty. Let's just muscle, roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The grip is always stocked. It's our potty body. It's cushioned everything, so my cheeks feel flat. So worth it. Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A wind chill advisory continues for tonight. Mostly cloudy, 10 below zero. Wind chills at 15 to 20 below. For Monday, look for a high of 1 below zero and wind chills approaching 30 below zero. For Monday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 10 below zero. Currently 7 below zero.
At least Jack FM has this bunch of songs in a row going for us.
Welcome to your life.
103.1 Jack FM.
Hey, Jack. This here's Charlie Two Dogs. And don't go getting everybody all jacked up again.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
If TikTok videos can't hold your attention span, what chance does Jack FM have?
Thinking nothing could go wrong. We were now. Jack, it's your father. What are you doing in there? Open the door.
Is the love child of the following sponsors.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose, so choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin, so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $250 when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch sliding miter saw and adjustable stand together. Plus, save $710 on an LG kitchen suite and earn three times the bonus points on all LG appliances. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts of any. Valid 115 to 126. Subject to change.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A wind chill advisory continues for tonight. Mostly cloudy, 10 below zero. Wind chills at 15 to 20 below. For Monday, look for a high of 1 below zero and wind chills approaching 30 below zero. For Monday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 10 below zero. Currently 7 below zero.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
Yeah. Jack, you can play what you want.
FM is playing what we want, just like Nana did back in the old country.
Take it easy. Slow ride.
Hey, Jack,